Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Welcome into another episode of Millionaire Mindcast. I got a great short episode for you guys here today, and it's all about relationships. It's about taking your relationships to that next level, because we all know that when we have thriving, when we have caring, loving, connected relationships with individuals that we love doing life with, life just seems a whole lot richer, right? And as you know, I believe on this podcast, wealth goes far beyond what dollars can buy. I've seen a lot of multi-millionaires, centimillionaires, billionaires who are very, very well off, but they are bankrupt in their relationships. They are bankrupt in their health. They are bankrupt in their contribution and their community and the people they surround themselves with. And so they're very one-dimensional. And if you know anything about me, you know that I believe rich is something outside of just making a lot of money or having a lot of zeros or dollars in your bank account. And my definition of rich and having a rich life, it's all about having rich relationships, personal and professional. I stands for income and investments, using the income you generate to go out and create passive income through intelligent investments. C is for community and contribution and having a great community of individuals around you who inspire you and force you to level up, to be better, who shorten your learning curve, who help you avoid mistakes that you might make otherwise. And of course, contribution, giving and adding value to other people, charities, causes, communities that are beyond just serving yourself. And of course, H is health, mental, physical, and spiritual. And when we live intentionally in all of these pillars of our life, we create something that is far beyond what dollars could ever buy us. And in today's episode, I want to give you a very short framework and exercise that allowed me to completely transform my marriage, my relationship with my kids, with my family, with my friends, with my employees, with my social circle. Anybody can use this very simple exercise I'm going to share with you coming right up. This episode is brought to you by The Rich Life Academy, the online curriculum, community, and mastermind for hard-charging entrepreneurs and whole-life millionaires who are taking their income, impact, and influence to new levels. What is a whole-life millionaire? These are individuals who are following our proven curriculum to live like millionaires in all areas of their life, not just in their business and not just in their bank account. And if you want to learn more about our membership, our community, our curriculum, and our world-class accountability groups and mastermind events, go over to therichlifeacademy.com. All right, guys, so what is this very simple framework that you can follow to transcend whatever level your relationships are currently at? It's what I like to call the relationship recharge. And let me give you a real quick backstory on where the relationship recharge came from. Ultimately, it was birthed out of pain. You know, my wife and I had just had our first child, Ella, a handful of years ago, and we went from having this hot, you know, steamy, sexy, fast, fun lifestyle to having this beautiful little baby that was also taking up a significant amount of our time and attention, at least away from our relationship. And what we felt at certain points in times was like we were two ships passing in the night. And while that was a season of our life and we were kind of mourning our old relationship and redesigning and reworking what our new relationship looked like, and I believe that you have to do that in every relationship. There are seasons in every relationship. Some of those relationships will fade away. Obviously, the one with my wife was one that I was not willing to let that happen, right? But I think we can all relate to having certain relationships that have come and gone. But there are certain ways that we as the individual can take ownership and create space and opportunity to strengthen and deepen the connection in the relationships that we want to further and foster and take to new levels. And my wife and I were, you know, struggling to just feel connected and to have space and time and opportunity to support each other. And we were both on, you know, very lack of sleep with the new baby and the new schedule and all that kind of stuff, right? We could create excuse after excuse after excuse after why we were somewhat growing apart instead of strengthening the bond and relationship. And so we went to the drawing board and said, look, look, you know, I'm not feeling connected to you. I'm not feeling the emotional connection, the spiritual connection, the physical connection, right? And we're not spending a whole lot of time together. How do we create opportunity for the two of us to get back on track and to not only just do this one time, but a cadence, a routine, something that can become consistent and an approach and a framework of how we engage in taking our relationship to a new level, strengthening it just a little bit each and every week. And this is where we came up with the relationship recharge. So what is the relationship recharge? Well, it is a 15-minute exercise with three questions that create deep connection, understanding, and perspective. And so these are the three questions that we ask in our relationship recharge. And this is in the context of my spouse, my partner, right? So whether it's your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, or your wife, this is something that will allow you to get a better understanding of what that individual thinks about these questions that I'm going to share with you right now to give you some perspective on how you can show up a little bit better the following week. So the three questions are, number one, what did I do well this week? So by answering that question, instead of me assuming what I did well this week in my relationship with my wife, it allows her to give me perspective on what stood out to her. So what I thought maybe I was doing well didn't really matter to her, but something that I completely overlooked or didn't even give a whole lot of weight to, she thought was extremely impactful and it meant a lot to her. Awesome. Now I know maybe what to double down on next week. Question number two is, what can I improve in, or what could I have done better this week? So if we had a little squabble, or, you know, I responded snappy, or I did something that maybe hurt her feelings that I didn't even think about, it allows me again to get perspective on her viewpoint of what I can improve in so I can show up better as a husband next week in our relationship. Question number three is, what do you have coming up this week that I can support you in? When we have crazy busy schedules, sometimes we don't even stop to take inventory of what the heck is going on that individual might need support in. And I know that when I show up and bring value and time and energy and love and empathy and attention to these three questions in our relationship, I'm a better husband. I'm more connected. I'm feeling heard. She's feeling heard. It gives me a completely different perspective into what's going on in her world and her perspective on going on, what's going on in my world. It allows us to make sure that with all the things that are going on in life and all the different directions we're being pulled, each and every Sunday for 15 minutes, we do our relationship recharge. We ask these three questions and allows us to come back together, get on the same page, go back to the drawing board on supporting each other at the highest level, loving each other at the highest level, and then getting back to what we do best, which is living life at the highest level and living life together. And why we do this is to, number one, just to connect, right? And to be heard and to see through the other person's eyes what they're going through, to get a little bit of a perspective shift. And now I want to preface this. There are three rules that we have also laid down and kind of through this process over the years created to give the best environment for honest feedback so that way we can grow. And we both have agreed, when we go into the relationship recharge, this is not a time to be defensive. This is a time to be open. This is a time to grow and improve. And so our rules are, number one, you deliver your feedback with love. Your answers to those questions always have to be from a place of love. Number two, we receive the feedback openly. You got to be open-minded. You got to be open-hearted. And you got to hear that person's feedback openly. Receive it openly. And number three is, there's no responding with comments or questions until after each person has shared. So we give our answers to these questions and then we can do some follow-up questions. Hey, can you tell me a little bit more about why that hurt your feelings so I can understand? Okay, great. I'll make sure I won't do that next time. Or can you tell me a little bit more about what you got going on with this activity that you really need my support in, so that way I'm just really clear and understand how I can show up for you best this week? Right? So if you need any follow-up dialogue, keep that for after the responses, but answer those three questions. What did I do well this week? What can I improve in, or what could I have done better? And what do you have coming up this week that I can best support you in? You do this one time a week, it's going to allow you to create an amazing connection and bond between you and your significant other. Now I started doing this. I said, hey, if this is working so great with my wife, why not try this with my daughter? So now it's, what did daddy do well this week that you enjoyed? What did daddy not do so well this week that you didn't enjoy? And what do you got going on this week that you would love daddy to be a part of or that I can help you with? And it's awesome. It gives me so much insight into this crazy little 4.5-year-old's mind, but it allows me to not assume what my wife needs, or not assume what my daughter needs, or not assume what one of my employees needs, or not assume what one of my friends needs, but it allows them to give me straight from the horse's mouth their perspective on it, and that's all I want. I want to know what I need to do to show up at the highest level in my relationships that will allow me to keep moving the needle forward in the right direction, just a little bit better each and every week, just 1% better. You look at the compound effect, you look at what that intentionality does on a week in and week out basis, it's extremely powerful. And the deepest connections that I've ever felt to my wife, to my kids, to my friends, to my family members have come from these kind of conversations and these kind of experiences. Now, it's only a 15-minute framework, but oftentimes we'll end up on a 30 or a 60-minute conversation because that's where it went. And that's what felt right. And that's what the relationship needed. So hopefully this was valuable for you. And I invite you to try this, whether it's with a partner, whether it's with a family member, with a friend, a community member, a child. Using these three questions and this simple framework once a week will do nothing but positive things for you and your relationship. Hopefully this message gives you some value today and you apply it in some capacity, some way, shape, or form moving forward. And if you do, please let me know how the heck it goes. Tag me on social media or, you know, make a post in the Rich Life Facebook group. But if there's someone who needs to hear this message and you really enjoyed this message today, I would ask you to please share it out. Feel free to tag me at official Mattie A. And this is the biggest way that we continue to grow, is having people like you, our amazing listeners, share these messages. So if you're not subscribed to the show yet, please do subscribe on any platform that you enjoy listening or watching this show on and leave a review or a comment. One of my favorite things is being able to do this podcast and connect with amazing people like you, intentional livers, people who are taking action and looking to grow themselves in all areas of their life. And our Millionaire Mindcast family and Rich Life community continues to grow. So be sure to connect with me on my Facebook or Instagram or YouTube, whichever platform you like best, and drop me a comment or a message. And last, if you'd like to know more about our accountability groups, being hand-selected and placed in a group with other individuals who have similar goals and who are living intentionally and want support, accountability, and peer connection in the pursuit of those goals, feel free to go over to extremeaccountability.com or come check out therichlifeacademy.com for more info. With that being said, have an amazing rest of your day, and until next episode, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond.